Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 36.
Yeah.
Today's a very special episode.
We've got
one of the funniest guys on the planet. Todd Glass is on the show today.
He is the best.
We're so excited. He's going to come by. We're going to do a quick interview with him, and it's going to be great. It's going to be an hour-long episode with Todd Glass. It's going to be amazing.
I don't even know what I'm going to say.
If you haven't listened to us yet, thank you for downloading. You can find us on iTunes, as you know, or any other podcast app. If you can, just rate us, download us, give us 5 stars, tell us what you like. And if you want us to interview anybody, anything you want to tell us, any recipes you want to give us, email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And you can also get us on Facebook at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast and on Twitter at your_late.
Oh, sorry. I got a voicemail. I think it's from Todd.
Oh, was he running late?
Yeah, I guess he's running. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Jake. Hey, sorry, Todd. I just got to the. I'm at the gym.
Gym?
He's supposed to be here.
I wanted to say that. Sorry for the background noise. Sorry, I didn't get to do your show.
What?
It's late with Bubba and Jake.
Nope, that's.
But I'm gonna have to hold on. Oh shit! Fuck! Shit!
What is?
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm winded, so I just wanted to say that I definitely will do it. I'm gonna just keep calling you, and then we'll do an interview over the phone.
Oh.
Oh shit. Fuck.
I'm glad he could call us now.
Anyway, sorry I'm calling you from the gym. Listen, I didn't even start working out yet, so let me call you back. Oh, fuck.
All right.
I guess he's more worried about getting fit.
Wow.
No.
Well, I mean, it's good for him to be, like, careful about his body, I guess, right?
at least he gave us a call.
Taking care of himself.
Well,
I
thanks,
guess,
Todd.
Yeah, I guess we could just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
If that's okay with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's okay with
it. It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Deal with it.
I don't know any celebrities.
We still love Todd, though.
Thank you, Todd, for the phone call.
That was awesome.
I don't know. I'm just sad now. Do you have anything you want to plug? Anything coming up?
No, still not in a band.
Still not. I am going to be doing something. I should have had it pulled up in my phone. On Lincoln's birthday, the 12th of February, I'll be at Latage in South Philadelphia, rocking and rolling with some stand-up.
I just saw the look on your face.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Okay, so yeah, that's it. Let's just start the episode.
All right, enjoy.
Rathcast.com presents.
It's like too deep in that.
Too deep in that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, who's this person?
This is my other.
I wish I could talk like that all the time.
You kind of sound like Hulk Hogan every day.
How you doing, Toots?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, brother. Let me tell you something, brother. Hulk Hogan, is that you? Yeah, you see, I don't know.
What you gonna do, brother?
What you gonna do when the Hulkster comes for you? All over you.
That's how he sounded in the sex tape, wasn't it? When he comes all,
did you?
What you gonna do when Hulkamania comes all over you?
Did you see that sex tape? When he like that sex tape? Yeah, you fucking snorted.
Oh God!
It's okay. I forgive you this one time.
Seriously,
that sex tape is like the weirdest thing to watch.
I just remember the recording and I'm just going ooh. Ooh. Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. Hulkster's coming for you.
Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. No, the video, I watched it.
Well, doesn't like his friend, that dude, Bubba.
I think I watched it like 4 times.
Doesn't he come in? Oh, my God.
Like 10 times. No, and then you see the Hulkster's penis.
Do you?
Yeah, you see his penis. Because it's like, are you talking about like the sex tape? It's where it's just like a security video.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a surveillance
that's
video. And he's like, and you just see him on top of a girl in a distance. So you just see his butt.
Yeah, I think I remember
Then you
that.
Hear him like roll off and sit at the side of the bed with it just dangling down. And he's just like, this never happened to me before. he just does that. And then like he's like, all right, same time next week.
Really?
Yeah, he says something like along the line. Yeah, and it's like the weirdest thing to watch. Cause it's so unromantic and just like gross.
Doesn't his friend come in the middle of it? Bubba the Love Sponge or whatever?
I don't remember seeing that part.
I don't know. I feel like...
Maybe I just saw clips.
I don't know. It was years ago that I watched it. Let's watch it right now.
Yeah. No, but you know what happens?
Brother.
Is from the other room, the Macho Man comes in and slides on the bed.
Oh, yeah!
And then gives everybody an elbow drop. Yeah. Somebody comes in with a chair and just hits Hulkster and starts doing his business on the poor girl.
Yeah. Tags in.
Yeah, it's like a... never mind. Do you know where I was going to go with that?
I kind of had an idea.
Let's not go there.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is great. Not racist at all. That he totally got like annihilated.
Did he?
Well, I mean, like he's not allowed to do anything anymore. He was taken off all of like the wrestling websites.
Really?
Because he's like had that one tape. I didn't hear the tape.
I thought that was the Dog the Bounty Hunter. Didn't he call someone an N-word?
Yeah, he called somebody a lot the N-word.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I didn't know Hulk Hogan. What did he do?
Yeah, dude, it was big news. He had a tape come out where he was, I think he was talking to his daughter, Brooke.
Yeah.
Saying, like, almost like a Sterling situation where he's like, don't sleep with these, blah, blah, blah.
I thought that was the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
No.
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Was it? No, yeah, I thought that was exactly...
I'm dying.
Oh, no.
On the microphone.
No.
Listen. Tell everybody. I don't... Download this episode.
Tell them that we love them. can we cut that out?
I'm dying. I don't... I'm sorry.
I think I just quoted a President Steve soundbite.
Did you really?
We can cut that out. Well,
tell them that we love them?
Yeah.
Sips of coffee. What if we did like a really low-key podcast? I mean, aside from normal, where we're just like, hey, you're listening to the sweet sounds of the rain. Mellow.
Yeah.
Remember Airheads? Wasn't the radio station was changing its name to The Rain?
Yeah, something jazz. Something
you're
like
listening
that.
To the sweet sounds of the rain. There's no substance to this conversation.
No, not
yet.
At all. No.
Anybody listening is like, I'm really listening to this. I could be listening to a Gary Barbera commercial right now. Instead, I'm listening to two guys having a good time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Where to begin?
Where to begin?
Where to begin?
How is the blizzard for you?
No, I don't know. We could go that way. We could talk about the weather.
Okay. As we're sitting in the basement, surrounded by a curtain.
Yeah.
Weather's nice.
Yeah, the weather was nice. It was nice. I had a... It felt good. You know what felt good? Is Friday night, I had a show in Smyrna, Delaware.
Oh.
It was the weekend of the blizzard. And then the next night, I had two shows. But all of them were canceled.
Oh, yeah, free
and it
night.
Felt great. Like, no, free nights, man.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't move. I just, like, was enjoying the nothingness. And then I saw you and Meg, and it was awesome.
And we came over.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
That was.
I have, like, such a anxiety about having people over. I realized that about, because, like, once you guys came over, you guys left. I was like, that was so much fun. Why don't we do that more often? So I was like, I don't know. Why don't we? I was like, I always, because in my head, I build it up to something it's not. I'm always
what
like,
do you mean?
Oh, we've got to like get everything in order and get stuff ready.
Oh, it's not like a party.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I like put that pressure in my head, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You don't have to please me.
Oh, I'm just trying so hard to please you.
This is wrecked. This is shipwrecked. Chipwrecked.
Chipwrecked?
This episode is brought to you by Alvin and the Chipmunks. Chipwrecked.
Okay.
Dave? My balls are okay. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, I don't know where you're going to go with that one.
My balls are dropping because I wasn't that high. My balls are dropping.
I'm not a chipmunk anymore.
What we can do?
Is it like meat wad?
Let's do a speed episode. Don't you wish we could talk like twice the speed and then slow it down to an hour?
Actually, have I told you that Brian was telling me that he listened to us at half speed and it just sounds—it's like the funniest thing he's ever heard in our life.
We should probably listen to him one time.
Like we can listen to like you speak perfect English and like
you speak
not,
perfect
not like
English.
I'm doing right now. Yeah. But when you slow it down, everyone's just like, what?
I never speak perfect English, so I'm afraid to hear what I'd sound like at half speed because I already sound drunk. Listen to me. Well, <it's>
But it sounds like so, like people are just like really out delayed and stoned.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You're wild, man. Y'all. Did you see Star Wars again?
No, I saw it twice, but I think not since we last spoke of it.
I never saw it a second time.
It was better the second time.
I wanted to see it another time.
Is it still in theaters?
Probably.
Let's go now.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
I do want to see it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, the weather was nice on the weekend.
It was. It was very nice.
Did you build any snowmen?
I did not. All right, let me ask you. Did you, since you had those 2 days off to not do anything, like, I know you feel like you constantly need to be doing something.
Yeah.
Was it relaxing for you or did like
I yes.
Or just for like a perp like a moment?
For as of 3 days prior to Friday, that's such a contrived way of saying it.
Wednesday.
Yeah. 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 Or Wednesday. Do you see how my brain works? You see why I talk the way I do now? You just witnessed like the whole amalgam of that's stupid true. In my face.
That's a lot of good words, though.
Yeah.
Contrived and amalgam. And
yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to, like, catch it. You know what I mean? Trying to, look, I'm not that bad. Amalgam.
Let me draw attention to it.
Yeah, exactly. But I told myself, you know what? I was, like, really, like, I write every day.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to write for a week. And I'm going to take off. And it was, like, hard not to write, especially during the break, because I was just, like, jonesing too.
Yeah.
And then I thought it would be, like, good for my brain to have a rest. And I think it was. But it's definitely harder. It was harder to jump back on the horse.
After the fact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did, I guess yesterday. It took me until yesterday, so it took, like, a week and a half for it to come back completely.
Oh, okay.
Half a week, because after the week was up, I was just like, oh, no, I don't know how to do anything anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's exciting.
Well, like, you were just like, were you like worried about trying to get back into it, or it was like...
I wasn't, and then I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, because like I started to, and I was like, oh, God, I can't remember this.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I spent years like working on this, and then like, I take 6 days, and then I'm like, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, I feel like that with everything. Like, if something I haven't done in a while, like, I get it so hyped up in my head. Like, I have to get back into whatever this thing is, and I'm like, fuck it.
You put too much pressure? Well, okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't know why I do it. Like, even something as simple as, like, going back to the gym that I haven't been there in, like, 5 months. Like, oh, but then I have to deal with all this pain.
You haven't been to the gym in 5 months? Let's talk about that.
Well, I just started again this week.
Did you?
Yeah. I finally pushed
five myself. 5 months?
Yeah.
Were you working out at all?
No.
I'm not judging.
No, no, no.
Trust me, I'm not judging.
No, I was not working out.
I've got 5 years. You know? Are you okay?
Sorry. Snorting.
So, okay, so you ease back into it this week.
Yeah.
What did you do? What was your first day like back at the gym?
It was more so me, like, worrying about, instead of worrying about like, doing my workout, I was worried about too many people being there, and I just, like, rushed through my workout.
too many people being there as in, like, it was just overcrowded, or, like, too many people being there and staring and, like, taking up the machines? And...
A little column A, a little column B.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make, it's, like, doesn't make sense. It's just, like, irrational, I feel yeah. like, but it's, like, a stupid excuse for me, like, nah, I'm not gonna bother.
Yeah. I think it's funny, every time I go to Planet Fitness with Michelle, yeah, I go, guys. I try a little bit once every 8 weeks. I'll, like, you go on the treadmill or elliptical, and then I'll go to the stairs.
Yeah.
And I'll just, like, walk on the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'll do. And then people are like, you know that we have all these machines over here? And I look like the fucking idiot who, like, didn't know that they had, like, a stair machine. Because I'm just like, oh, and I'm getting people like, sorry.
Excuse me.
Idiot just, hey, there's some guy hanging out on the stairs. Pretty sure it's a fire hazard. Can you tell him to leave? I don't even have a membership. I'm just.
That's like that Brian Regan bit. The step. He's like, hey, I ordered the step.
Yeah.
I have a whole, I had to run down steps to get the step.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great. He's the greatest.
He is the best.
Let's have him on.
Let's do it.
You guys want Brian Regan on? Yeah? Okay. I thought I heard some.
I was contemplating going in a Brian Regan impression. I was like, nope. Just yeah. bail out now.
That'll be so fun. Just do a whole episode of Brian Regan impressions.
I'm so tired.
You ever sleep? Yeah, so am I, dude. I told you when I woke up this morning. You ever wake up in the morning and then you can't move?
Mm-hmm.
It's like not sleep paralysis. It's just like I hate my life.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Those are usually called sick days.
Yeah, oh, dude. I don't have any of those.
I have another one tomorrow. Yeah.
Do you?
Well, I might have one for a day or two.
Yeah.
Should I say that?
Sure. Yes.
No.
It's okay. Nobody, though. I'll delete that. No, I won't.
Have we ever talked about sleep paralysis before?
Did I talk about my one nightmare where I thought I was being raped by a ghost?
Raped?
Oh, no, like attempted rape.
I don't know if we did talk about this.
Okay, so... Here's my attempted rape ghost story.
Was it like Ghostbusters?
Or no, so, it... okay. I wake up in the middle of the night. Can't wait for
you
Brian
said it was
to play.
Attempted rape.
Attempted rape. I was attempted rape. A ghost attempted rape on me. So, it's the middle of the night. I wake up. I have to go to the bathroom. And I was shit-faced.
Dream, you were shit-faced?
No. I was like... I think I was got home and I was shit faced.
Okay.
And I was like, I went up to go to the bathroom, and then when I came back, Bud was just laying in my spot.
Right.
And I don't move him. I never move him.
Uh huh.
So I just went to the middle bedroom. And I was like, okay, I'll sleep in the middle bedroom. I'll get more sleep. That was me. Sorry, I'm on the tape.
I was like, what
there's a duck. I brought my friend Quacky with me today. I go in the middle bedroom. I pass out. And I like sleep on my side, like kind of like where you sleep on your stomach, but your knees up and your arms up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yep.
And I'm sleeping like that, and I'm like half asleep, and then I'm not even kidding, the fucking covers. Like I was only sleeping with like the sheet on.
Right.
Just rip off me, and it woke me up. I'm like, what the fuck? Because like my whole body's facing right, and they all ripped off me left.
What?
And the only, and I'm just sitting there and like I feel like all these goosebumps and I'm like freaking out and I was like, oh my God. And I just grabbed this one pillow that was like right in front of me and I just like put it in front of my butt. You know what I mean? And I just like lay there and,
nope.
I'm cold and I'm hearing noises.
Wait, so were you sleeping or were you awake?
At this point I was awake.
Oh.
So like I'm awake but I'm paralyzed with fear. I'm like, oh my God. And like, I'm hearing noises, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do, and the fucking sheet is at my ankles, and it was at my shoulder. I couldn't have kicked it all the way, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, Bud was still, like, there was nobody in the room except for the spirit. Sorry for banging my elbow. And I just remember, like, pulling up the sheet with my toes and just, like, recovering myself and sitting there in fear, with my eyes closed. I wouldn't open them, and yeah. I really had to pee. So that's like also why I had to like wake up, is because I had to pee. And I just like sat there with my eyes closed, just like waiting for everything to go away. And then I opened them up eventually, and it was light out, and it was like 5:30 at that point. And I was still afraid to go to the bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
No, we never talked about this.
Really?
And I don't think that counts as a dream. I think you were awake for this whole thing.
Yeah, like as soon as the covers got ripped off, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm awake. But I didn't say anything. I'm just like, don't do this.
Just a tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. But like, yeah. You didn't hear anything? When was that?
I heard, I'm gonna fuck you.
No, I'm attempting to rape you.
Yeah. I'm attempting to have sex.
Wait, hold on. So if this ghost was trying to rape you, he's a ghost. He can phase through things. Your solution was to put a pillow over your
pillow.
Butt.
Yeah. Yeah. A pillow. I'm like, now I'm safe. I did that one.
If he doesn't see it.
Yeah. It was awful.
That's scary.
Michelle said she saw a ghost in our place.
Already?
Like when we first moved in.
Well, I remember she said that there was a ghost at the floating shorts on the table or whatever.
That was the apartment.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But she said she saw one. She woke up in the middle of the night, one of her first nights there, in the master bedroom, and saw like a woman staring out the window.
From outside? Like she was outside?
No. She was sleeping. She opened her eyes, and there was a figure at the window staring out.
Wow. Like the beginning of Ghostbusters style?
Yeah, like the librarian. Yeah, exactly.
Shh.
Yeah. Dude, that is the scariest, like, opening.
To a movie?
Okay,
when
yes.
When I was a kid.
Freaks me out.
Yeah.
Okay, so where I work, there's a library just like that.
Yeah.
And there's floors that are like kind of abandoned that you have to have like special access to, so nobody's ever up there.
Right.
And it's like, it's basically just like archived documents and archived books that really aren't like prominent to like what the students need.
Uh-huh.
So I'll go up to this floor, and I remember when I first started, I was working in this floor alone, like doing some things, and I was up there for a good, like, 2 hours, and then the thought came in my head, this place is a lot like Ghostbusters. And then I was like, oh, God.
Worst thing you can ever imagine.
And then, and, like, they have sensor lights in the library,
so
they start going off, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then, like, yeah, and then I, like, kept getting people to, like, go up there with me. I'm like, hey, can you take a look at this?
Take a walk?
Can you take a look at what I've done?
What you doing?
Yeah.
Mind if I tag along?
The one person I work with has been there like 6 years. They're like, yeah, I never come up here.
Oh, like, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then last night I was there alone, and I was like, they have so many portraits of like people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just trying to keep vague for the sake of, even though if you've listened, you know. they have these paintings of portraits of like important people who were like part of this community, and I was gonna like Snapchat them and be like, ooh, this is scary, their eyes are following me, it's dark. And I was like, I probably shouldn't mock them.
Yeah.
And so I didn't.
No.
And then oh man, like people were scaring me left and right, because like there's a lot of people in the school for like not
just hanging out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like doing this, and it's like completely dead silent. Then the door opens. I'm like, ah! Have a nice night.
I did that a few months ago. I was in the building that I work at, and it was shut down for the day. I didn't think anyone else was in the building. Well, yeah. I'm walking. I'm just going around. Like I had some jobs that I had to take care of, so I'm walking around into this one lab, and then there's a housekeeper in the building that I had no idea. It felt so bad. She comes. We walk. She's walking out as I'm walking in the door. At the same time, and all the lights are out, and somebody going, ah! Oh, did you notice that there's a light out in here?
That's so funny. She was saying that to you?
No, that's what I did. And I was like, oh, good. Well, see you later. But it's somebody, there's another building around there, like we'll say a famous sports building. That apparently, somebody
Hooters.
Told me, somebody told me was built on an old Civil War burial ground. So, and they've heard lots of, some people have seen ghosts roaming through the tunnels underneath the building.
Just like playing a quick game of flag football.
Basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, in the stadium next door.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I'm being so vague about it.
I know. Sorry. I put this in your head. I know. I'm sorry.
Nobody can know. Well, yeah. They're like, guys I used to work with have heard in the hallway outside of the shop, somebody jingling keys, slamming doors and stuff. And like, you go to open the door and there's no one there. And I've actually heard someone knock on the door when I was in there by myself one time. Like, I was in there just...
Like, was it a loud knock? Like, somebody...
Yeah,
was...
it was like a...
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't bang on table on the air.
Sorry, guys. Did that scare you? And nobody was there?
Wimps. I was sitting down taking a nap. I had my headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
So this... I mean, I was listening to music and...
You don't think it was somebody just messing with you?
No, because it's a hallway. There's... The door walks out of the shop and then there's... a separate hallway to another door.
Yeah.
And it's only like 10 feet, but I would have heard somebody come in the first door. Like, you can always feel when the door slams.
You know what stadium I always found scary? The stadium in Unbreakable. That was a pretty scary stadium.
It's kind of like...
They call me Mr. Glass!
It's the same one.
I know.
What a coincidence. How did you know?
I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
I was trying to make it okay again.
No, I know. I was kidding.
Do you ever mess with fireworks?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to.
I haven't in a while, after the whole Jean-Pierre Paul thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty scary. Did you see pictures?
The one picture of his hand was fake. The one where his bone was exposed and all that stuff. That came out as being a fake picture.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the one I saw.
It's like his hands like this. I'm making a fucked up claw shape. And like,
I saw
the bones
one where
exposed
like,
out of his index finger.
It
whatever.
Looked like just a confetti, like just spaghetti.
Confetti spaghetti.
Out of his hand. You know that one? Yeah, maybe it's the same one. I don't know.
It might be. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. And didn't somebody else do it too?
A lot of people do it.
Like, blow their hands up?
Yeah, by accident. And it's not like an ISIS attack. It's like they just do it to themselves.
For fun.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know what'd be a good idea? Blowing off my hand. No, they don't actually do that. But, like, it's so dangerous. Like, why can't the fuses be longer?
Well, yeah, when you do it, we don't hold them and then throw them. We put them down somewhere, light them, and then walk away.
That's, like, the safe way of doing
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
So one time... I had all these fireworks. We went and spent like $200 a piece on fireworks. It was me and Mike, and one of the best investments we've ever done.
Like legit fireworks or like?
Yeah, legit. Like we drove to Maryland.
Oh, cool.
And I was being sarcastic when I said it was a legit investment. Because like even in Maryland, they don't sell you like the like commercial fireworks.
Right.
They just sell like shit you can shoot in the air.
Like the cheap mortars and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I light this, like, the big one, and I light it just the way you said. It's sitting in the middle of my parents' street in the cul-de-sac, and I go to light it, and as soon as I do, it falls over, and then it shoots under my grandmom's car.
Oh, my God.
And it starts exploding, and everybody's, like, running. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty eventful. And, like, it was one of the ones that, like, had multiple explosions. So, like, running. It was, like, an action movie where, like, you're running and there's explosions behind you. And, like, it's just, like, boom, 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 boom. And it's shooting out everywhere. And it's, like, targeting everybody who was there. It was, like, you were there. 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 And it's going after all of us. And the whole time I'm, like, please don't blow up my mom's car.
Yeah, really. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
We used to play a lot with bottle rockets and stuff when we were in high school. And, like, we would light them and, like, wait till the fuse got close and then throw them up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one time, we were doing it, and my buddy, he's waiting for the fuse to go out. And as he goes to throw the bottle rocket, it slides off the stick, launches, shoots straight back into this girl's eye.
No.
Bounces off her eye and goes flying out, like, another direction and then pops. And she runs over and just kicks him square in the balls.
Yeah.
It was pretty hilarious.
She could have lost an eye.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was kind of like a freak thing. Like,
yeah.
We'd done it. I mean, we were like 14. We were doing it so many times.
Yeah.
And there was this other kid. He would drive by with his windows down, and then we would all throw smoke bombs into his car.
That
it was pretty bad.
You would throw them into his while he was driving?
Yeah. And there's just color, powder everywhere.
Yeah.
For all the different colors, and then, they burned holes in his car seats and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel pretty bad about that.
Do you, is there somebody in your childhood who you wish you could apologize to?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure everybody has somebody.
Do you have a list, or do you just have, one person?
No.
Is it bad if I have a list?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like everybody has somebody like that. They feel like they did something wrong, too.
Yeah.
Why do you have a long list?
I mean, I think it stops at, fifth grade. But anything before fifth grade, I want to apologize for.
To everyone.
Yeah. This one time, my mom got me, it was, my only football growing up. And it was a Dallas Cowboys football. Ugh. She did it to, piss my dad off. So I remember I bring it to school. We play with it. It's great. And then it's the end of the, end of lunch, and somebody goes to throw it to me as I'm about to walk in the door.
Yeah.
And this kid tries to intercept it, and he was, kind of slow. He was, a fun guy, but he was a little slow. But he, kept up with everybody in grades.
Yeah.
But I was so mad that he tried to intercept it that I kicked him in the head. And, he forgave me immediately.
Yeah.
I was suspended. And, yeah, I felt bad about that. I feel bad.
That's pretty dramatic. That's kind of funny to think about, though.
Yeah. And then when I got suspended that day.
Yeah.
Dude, right in the head. And that's a high kick.
That is a high kick.
That's not that's not like a kick in the ball. I mean, I took karate. It was a lethal weapon, you know? So my mom picks me up, and she had to run errands. She couldn't just leave me home. And she went to the mall. And I think I talked about this before. It was the first time I was ever suspended. She takes me to the Concord Mall, and they had the wall. And I got suspended, and I walk into the wall, right after. I was this is awesome. Yeah. I'm going to get suspended all the time.
Yeah.
And she bought me a CD. It was, my first CD. I was like, Mom, can I have a CD? She's like, no. I'm like, Mom, can I please have a CD? She's like, no. I'm like, Mom, please, can I have a CD? I really need the CD. I'm going to die if I don't have the CD. She's like, fine. And that's when I bought Out Here Brothers, Boom, Boom, Boom.
Let me say with
you. Yeah. That's
the CD you needed. So
yeah. I was like, Mom, I really need the CD.
How old were you?
I was in second or third grade.
Wow. That's how old that song is?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I should tell that on stage.
I'm expecting something completely
profound.
Yeah,
November rain. Yeah. Today's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Oh my God.
Something really cool.
Yeah. Or
it's Out Here Brothers.
Like Team Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I should talk about that. I should tell
that's
that
That's a good
story.
Idea.
Yeah.
That is really funny.
All right, guys. I just tried to bit out on you. I apologize. But yeah, I did that. And then there was another time. Another football-related incident. I was playing football in my uncle's front yard, who my uncle lived next door, as you know.
Yeah.
He's my favorite uncle. And we were playing football, and I think it was the same kind of situation where he just wouldn't give the football. So I put him in a headlock, and I flipped him over me.
Yeah.
And I think I may have thrown a punch or two. He was not fighting at all.
No.
And I was just going at him. And then my mom had to drive him home. His name was Michael Baxter. Mm. Mike, if you're listening, pal, I'm really sorry. Yeah, it was mean. I shouldn't have done that. I was hot-headed.
I was never really, I was an angry kid, but I would throw tantrums I would make myself the victim almost and overdramatize things.
Really?
Yeah, I was a little brat. There was a time though I hit Brian in the back with a skateboard. I forget exactly
how long ago was that?
We were really, really young. I want to say like 12 or something.
Wait, how long have you known Brian?
Since I was 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you guys knew each other that long.
Yeah.
Like, I knew you guys are like best friends, but I didn't know like that's how long you guys knew each other.
Yeah, he lived 3 houses away from me.
Is that what it was?
He was the only kid I wasn't afraid of. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you guys go to school together?
No. He went to
public school?
A Quaker school.
Ugh. That explains what's everything that's wrong with him. Brian, I'm just kidding. I know you're
like the best.
I know you're listening. I know you're listening. That's why I'm playing this card.
But yeah, like
play
we got
this at half speed.
Like, he's probably the only person that I've ever like regretfully hit.
Yeah.
And every time I've always apologized. Like there was one time I punched him in the face when we were drunk, like
really?
10 years ago. And it was so stupid. Like I was passed out on the couch and people were laughing at something at TV and I woke up like in a like belligerent.
Yeah.
I was what? That's not a thing. I woke up and I was blundering. I'm like looking around the room like, what? Stop fucking laughing at me or something like that.
Yeah.
And I walked over and just punched Brian in the face. And then after I realized it, I'm like, oh, just hit me back, dude.
What was his face like when you hit him? Was he? Just
it was.
Like,
I think it was more like a surprise thing.
Like was he like? Did you really just hit me in the face?
Yeah. It's kind of. And then like, we didn't talk for a couple days, but I think
you?
There was one day he came back.
Brian, thanks for forgiving.
I actually sat. I think I sat out on his back, his front porch,
with a boom
waiting,
box?
Waiting for him to come home from work one night.
Your ass. Your ass. Is that how you wrote Hazel Eyes?
Yeah, that's it.
That's exactly it. Hazel Eyes. I'm sorry. That's so funny.
But like, other than that,
that's so sweet of you to punch him in the face and then go sit on his porch.
Why? Because I felt bad about
it. Yeah,
I don't know. But but like 15 years before that, it would have been the exact opposite. Like I would have probably written him off because I feel like
yeah.
I never blamed. I wouldn't have been able to accept the blame for that. You know what I mean? It wasn't
yeah.
my fault. It was someone else. Like
yeah, he like, started it.
Yeah, sort of like I think I was talking to some like that's kind of like narcissistic. Like you can't hold yourself accountable for anything.
Yeah.
But like as a kid, like I feel like that's what I did all the time. And if like I would play football and if I got hit too hard, I threw a temper tantrum and was like, oh, he hit me too hard.
Yeah.
But in reality, it didn't hurt me at all. But I had to play it up.
I've gotten in a fight with. Sorry, I don't know if I was off mic.
Yeah.
I've gotten in a fight, almost gotten into a fight with my best friend as a kid. I haven't talked to him in a while, and he's like a great dude. But we are the most different people now.
Yeah.
It's insane because, like, growing up, we met, he was the neighbor who lived behind me.
Right.
And we took karate together, and we watched all the karate movies together. Like, we fell in love with, like, Bruce Lee and Kickboxer.
Yeah.
And then, like, Braveheart and, like, The Box. Like, this was, like, my entire childhood was, like, spent with him. And, like, he taught me how to get girls pregnant. Did I tell you about that before?
No. He taught you.
He taught me. He's like, when you want to get a girl pregnant, you put your penis in her vagina. And then you pee.
And then you pee?
It's not how it works, I found out. But the best part is, like, he is a kid.
Did you try it?
He is a kid now. So I'm, like, wondering
did he pee?
if it was, like, a trial and error situation. Honey, I don't know what's... This is how you have to do it.
I want to know if he tried that.
So do I. I should call him.
like on any girl.
Yeah. But one time, and all this information that happened on the side of my house where I almost got into a fight with him was like side of the house. And dude, I think I like threw a punch or something at him and he was just fuming. He's like, you want to do this? I was like, no. And then that was it. But then we didn't talk for like a couple of days.
Really? But you haven't talked to him since?
No, I talked to him. Actually, go figure. I saw him 2 Thanksgiving Eves ago at Duffer's.
Oh, really?
And, he's like, yeah, my number's still the same. I was like, yeah, so is mine. He's like, yeah, call me, man. For real, call me. And I never called him.
Oh. Well, you should call him.
Call
him.
I think we just lived 2 different lives. Like, we were in that thing. We got into, like, working out together and stuff like that
yeah, yeah.
and, like, went through a rap phase together and, like, we did everything together, man. And, like, he grew up, he was all about the Navy
Fuck
SEALs.
The police coming straight out the
And he's, like, he's seriously, like, he's, like, a guy now who, like, shares videos of, like, cops beating the shit out of people. And he's not an idiot. He's not, like, yeah, like fuck these guys. He's like, this is why we need these guys. Like, you know, like, He's very pro cop, like cops do no wrong. He's all about MMA and like wrestling and like total like dude bro culture. Like,
yeah,
he turned into a man. Meanwhile,
wait, what did you turn into?
I'm still a fucking boy. I was texting a friend. I'm not name dropping. I was texting Tommy Pope. We did a show together in Delaware. We did that Smyrna show together. We did it this past Friday. And he's like, man, he's like, I love you, Jake. I'm like, yeah, I love you too, buddy. He's like, you're a good kid. I'm like, all right.
Oh.
28 years old.
Wait, what? Well,
but I am a boy.
A lot of people, though, like, I know guys who call people who are older than them kid.
Yeah.
It's just like a cultural thing.
No, I know. But I mean, I'm a boy. I know I'm a boy. I haven't become a man yet. What do I need to do? Coke?
You have to pee into a girl's vagina.
That's what I have to do. Becoming a man.
Do you have to do coke to become a man? No, you do not. You do not have to do coke.
Are you sure? I mean,
I'm sure.
I feel like I need to struggle with some demons besides eating. Yeah. Yeah, that's... I don't know, man. That's just where I'm at.
You are a man, Jake. That's all. That's it. The end.
Thank you.
And made it so. All right.
You're a man too, Bubba.
Thank you. I wasn't fishing.
You're all men. And women.
And children.
We're adults. And babies. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I took... Why? Yeah, why? Why did I go... Okay. Why did I do that? Why did I... And it just ruined the perfect ending.
Let's dive into it.
Let's talk about it, shall we?
Why did you go? Yeah. No.
You see, I was trying to add on to the joke, and instead I just ruined it. Yeah, I've got an eventful day planned today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go. I have to meet up with like my sister to talk about my other sister's wedding. And like
behind plans. Your back?
Yeah. Can you believe... They're getting gay married. God does not approve. We need to plan like the shower and party and stuff. So we need to start doing that.
Oh, okay.
It's coming up, man. It's in June.
Yeah.
So we need to get moving.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have nothing planned.
No?
No. Nursing a hangover.
There you go. You mean using your... I say boom, boom, boom. I say way, oh. I boom, boom, boom. I say way, oh. Girl, you're mounting, reaching, pounding, 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 pounding. I would be listening to this at work without headphones.
All right. Well, maybe we'll be on time next time.
Hey!